This is KNKX News. When someone dies suddenly or under unusual circumstances, there's an investigation. Who does that investigation depends on where the death happened. In one county, it could be an elected coroner who has no medical training. In another, it could be a doctor. KNKX's Kari Plogue has been looking into this system in Washington State, poring over documents, talking to death investigators, and the people affected by their work. Today, we begin a three-part series about that system, and we begin by clearing up a common misconception.
You've seen the episode a dozen times. A fast-talking doctor in a white coat runs a bunch of complicated tests in a flashy lab. Detectives hang on the doctor's every word.
It's the image that's transmitted on popularized television crime shows, is that whoever is doing that autopsy really knows what they're doing.
But Dr. Carl Wigren says reality is more complicated. Wigren is a fast-talking doctor. He's even been on TV after testifying as an expert witness in high-profile criminal cases. And his career started in a facility like the one you see on your favorite crime show. But that's not the case everywhere.
We actually have three types of death investigation within Washington State, and it's county-dependent.
It's a patchwork system led by death investigators with wide-ranging experience. The state's six largest counties have medical examiners. That includes Pierce, King, Snohomish, and Whatcom. Medical examiners are doctors who specialize in forensic pathology. That means they're highly trained, even more so than your primary care doctor. Then there's the next step down. 17 counties rely on elected coroners, people who may or may not have medical experience. It's not a requirement to run for office. And in 16 counties, the state's least populated, prosecuting attorneys investigate deaths when they're not trying cases.
The coroner or the district attorney is the gatekeeper.
In other words, those elected officials and prosecutors have the final say in a person's cause of death. And that has consequences. Last year, coroners and medical examiners investigated thousands of deaths statewide. Their work informs what we know about rates of suicide and drug overdoses. It affects decisions on public policy and life insurance claims. And it helps prosecutors determine whether police killings are justified. More simply, though, their work seals the final chapter of someone's life.
As much as we don't like to talk about death, it allows us to understand more about what we can do about the people who are living.
That's Haley Thompson, the coroner in Skagit County. She's a trained death investigator with a background in forensic anthropology. She's assisted with autopsies and unidentified remains. Thompson is one of the more experienced coroners, but she still relies on outside help, a small cohort of traveling pathologists, doctors who crisscross Washington State. They perform hundreds of autopsies that elected officials can't do themselves. Dr. Carl Wigren used to be one of those travelers.
I would pack up the back of my Toyota 4Runner with a bunch of cases and then bring that to the funeral home and then kind of create, you know, like a morgue that I could literally work out of.
Right now, only a few of these pathologists are actively traveling in Washington. Each county has its go-to doctors, and many of them overlap.
Our pathologists that contract for us, they also work for two or three other coroner offices. So when we call them to ask for their assistance on a case, sometimes they already have plans to help another office out with a case.
Thompson's not kidding when she says they get around. State records show that in 2019, the most active traveling pathologist was Dr. Emmanuel Laxina of Tacoma. He performed more than 600 autopsies over a two-year period. He billed more than $500,000 in fees in that time. Still, it's not a glamorous gig. Burnout is common. Those who take their work on the road, like the handful of doctors in Washington, can make a lot of money. But they have to cover their own malpractice insurance and benefits. And they have to haul their own equipment to substandard facilities, sometimes hours away from where they live. That's a hard sell for newbies coming into the business, says Dr. Wigren. He stopped traveling for this kind of work in 2015.
When I was really actively doing this, I would get a call from Benton County, which is the Tri-Cities, and I would drive 3.5 hours out, perform the autopsy, and then drive 3.5 hours back to Seattle.
And sometimes, after walking in the door from that 7-hour road trip, Wigren would get another call from Benton County, looking for him to do yet another autopsy.
So then I would hop back in the car and drive all the way back do the single autopsy, and then drive back to Seattle. It's a challenging way to practice medicine.
So elected officials and prosecutors are not cutting open dead bodies, but they are struggling to find people who can. Wigren says that means some coroners who lack medical training sometimes draw blood and attempt to interpret toxicology results using textbooks and supplies they buy online. Then there's the death scene, a critical part of the investigation. Wigren says if the scene isn't properly investigated, a traveling pathologist is at a disadvantage even before examining the body. Oftentimes, he says a doctor is forced to perform an autopsy in a vacuum of information because the coroner didn't take photos or collect other details necessary in understanding how the person died.
So there's no context to understand the death scene for the forensic pathologist.
Experts say that's bad news for public health data. That information begins with forensic work and passes through state, national, and even international health organizations. A key function of death investigation is learning from the dead to help the living. That's especially important now, in the middle of a pandemic. These workers are on the front lines. They provide some of the most timely data to improve our response to COVID-19. Any gaps in training and experience limit what we can learn.
I've spent a lot of time. I've had, you know, my boots on the ground. And I just don't think that the system that we have now works.
Those boots on the ground are a handful of doctors, helping coroners and prosecutors in 33 counties fulfill their most basic function. And with fewer of them fanning across the state, the industry is at a breaking point. Here's Thompson.
One of the hard parts, I think, of my job is trying to find people that are going to do a good job, care about what they do, and provide us the information that we need for the family, community, and also to make the death certificate as accurate as possible.
Writing the final chapter of someone's life is onerous, even under the best circumstances. Coroners like Thompson are trying to improve the system, but many say there's still a lot more work to do. Kari Ploeg, KNKX News.
The story is the first in a three-part series examining the system of death investigation in Washington. In the next part, we'll travel to Skagit County to hear more from Coroner Haley Thompson. You can read more on our website, knkx.org.